This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on July 28th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and that's 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Raleigh James, Monday night, the time is right for trivia. We have 3 big hours. We have a straggler question. We have a whole slew of bumper stumpers, 11 anyway, and they all have a theme, a ridiculously easy theme, but some of the bumpers are ridiculously easy. Most are not. So we'll see how you do on either of that. And then, of course, we have a straggler, and we're saying that this happens more often on Wednesday night than at any other time. What? All right, I believe that's our question anyway. It is embarrassing if it's not, but I'm pretty sure that that's the straggler. And we have several others as well. We have plenty on our 5x5, and the deal there is you got to get 4 out of 5. And Laura, who originated this game, sent me another whole slew of questions, which is great. And Lisa sent questions, and thank you, Lisa. All right, so that is wonderful. The more you work, the less I do, and I'm appreciative. So with that in mind, if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't want to do 5x5, have your own category. Sky is the limit on that. All right, so, yes, this happens more often on Wednesday night than at any other time. What? Wednesday night, what? And I believe that, has anybody been waiting with that? Oh, yeah, Cindy. Cindy had been waiting. I guess she thought about this all week. So we'll kick it off with Cindy to see what she thinks. So, Cindy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, I thought I had the answer, but it's Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like the sale paper came out for groceries.
Okay, it's not that.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Well, if you do, you call me back.
Well, then I just had one comment. I had been stretching my neck out the way the chiropractor taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I thought about this. I Googled it too. If you stretch your neck out too violently hard, that's what was causing like my reoccurring migraines every weekend. And you could even get a stroke from that.
Once again, Cindy, Thinkers Anonymous, there should be a chapter near you somewhere. Don't overthink it. And we'll talk to you another night. Monday nights for trivia.
I know, but it's true. That's
well,
what
it very
talking.
Well may be, but we're not going to make it trivial. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Talk to you
okay.
later. All right, good deal. So, yeah, poor Cindy. All right, so with that in mind, let's see. Oh, Barry from New Hampshire, and he wants a 5x5. And he can do Beatles tonight. So, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
All right, how about you?
Okay, so we're going to do 5x5 here?
Yes. It's not, and I know in Massachusetts, Wednesday's Prince Spaghetti Day.
Oh, okay. It's not that.
All right.
Okay. Who was Snoopy's little yellow bird friend?
Woodstock.
Yes. What country contains Helsinki?
Sweden.
Finland. But that's all right. You got to get three more right. Okay. Who painted Starry Night?
Bingo.
Absolutely. All right. Who is the oldest girl on the Brady Bunch?
Marsha.
Yes, absolutely right. Okay, one more and you're a winner. All right. So, what is John Landecker's middle name?
Oh no.
He says it often.
I'm not, I know I listen to him sometimes, but I'm not from the Chicago area, so.
And it truly is his middle name, John Records Landecker.
Oh, wow.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, and I'll try another five.
All
thank
right.
you. Okay, good.
Okay,
bye. All right, so, Laura came up with that, but yes, Landecker fans will know that it truly is his middle name. All right, so what do we have here? I believe that Jan in Dallas wants to take a guess on what happens Wednesday night. So what do you think, Jan?
Set the alarm for the next morning.
Nope.
Thank you.
That's it? That's the whole thing? All right.
What?
Is that it?
What?
Got any other guesses?
Oh, no. I was wrong, but I just have one.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And let's see, Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, 49th time caller.
Indeed.
Yeah, I want to ask for the scraggler question. On Wednesday, people at that pizza night, where they order pizza?
Nope.
Oh. And I got one request before the quiz bowl here.
Of course you do.
Now, Billy Joe, was it Roy or Kramer that did down in the Boondocks?
Billy Joe Royal.
Okay, have you ever heard this website? I'd like to request that. It's called Oh What a Night.
Oh What a Night? Like the Dells,
yeah.
Oh What a Night?
Well, it was Oh What a Night to Hold You Dear.
That's the Dells. That's the Dells.
Okay, you can play either one of them.
Well, the Dells had the hit, so we're going with that. They're the original and they're Chicago's own.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to do a 5x5, are we?
Yes.
All right. Both Dick York and Dick Sargent played the same character. What was it?
Well, and Bewitched, his husband.
Yep, good enough. Absolutely. Darren Stevens and Bewitched.
Darren, that's
right.
It.
Yes. Who sang What's Love Got to Do with It?
Tina Turner.
Absolutely. What state is the Aloha State?
Hawaii.
Yes. What is frowned upon when ordering a Chicago hot dog?
Ketchup.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, that's four. You've already got it. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Have a good evening.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think I probably would have missed ketchup, actually. So let's see. We're going to do charts with David and Muskegon. That'll be 1975, don't you know? Ruth and Gurney wants dreaming trivia. Well, all right. Jeffrey in Portland's got some guesses for our question, and so does Sharon in Grass Valley. So all that and more is coming up, and right now there are no lines available for you, but when somebody hangs up, by all means call us, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Itchy, twitchy feeling.
Itchy, twitchy feeling.
You're gonna rockin' and a reeling.
Rockin' and a reeling.
Soon your arms and legs are flapping like a hound dog mouth a yapping. You're rockin' and a rollin'. You don't understand it, but it's
clapping like a hound dog while they're yapping. You are rocking and rolling.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And no, it's not Bobby Hendrix who had it first and wrote it, but who is this? And certainly well-known in their own right. Who are they? 888-876-5593. There'll be your first bumper stumper, and this happens more often on Wednesday nights than any other time. What is it? And Sharon in Grass Valley is going to take some guesses. All right, Sharon, thanks for calling.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm going to show my age here because this just flew into my head when I heard the question. Way back when roller skating was a big deal, Wednesday nights was ladies' night.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I remember that too, but that's not it.
Okay, well, I had to give it a shot.
I'm so glad you did, and you call me again. Thanks, Sharon.
Take care.
Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, that's a great answer. It's just not right. It's also not cruising Van Nuys Boulevard. All right. So, Jeffrey in Portland wants to take some guesses. All right, Jeffrey, get down with your bad self. What do you think? Jeffrey. Speak to me, Jeffrey. I hear you in the background. I know you're there somewhere. Yep. Jeffrey. Yo, Jeffrey. All right, well, we'll put Jeffrey on hold and see if John can reintroduce him to his phone. All right, so with that in mind, let's move directly over to Dan and Laura in Willowbrook, who want Betty Grable trivia, I do believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so we got Betty Grable for you. And, of course, boy, wasn't she a moneymaker for all those numbers of years.
I loved her. I spoke to you. I was a first-time caller a few weeks ago, and you asked me a question.
Okay.
And
well, so here we go. All right. So,
sure.
Of course, Betty Grable was big for so long, but she started to get cold. 20th Century Fox had bought the rights to a Broadway musical especially for her. But when her movie started losing money, they replaced her with Marilyn Monroe. What was the movie?
That was How to Marry a Millionaire. How to Marry a Millionaire?
Nope.
Oh, How to Be Very, Very Popular.
Nope.
Wait a second. Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Yes, all right, three. There you go. It took you three times.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Absolutely, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. All right, well, we'll give it to you. Hang on, don't go away.
Thank you so much,
right,
Raleigh.
So, yes, indeed, that was it. Yeah, because Betty Grable, you know, man, she was as hot as it could be. But by the time they got around to making that, it's like, ooh, she's really cooled. So they decided, well, we got this girl who's rising fast, this Marilyn Monroe girl. All right, and that's what they did. So, Ruth and Gurney, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. A blessing for you taking the call because you connected me to a dream that goes back a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And I could not associate where it fell together, how it juxtaposition, but it involves two dreams. One is 1961, I'm wearing a yellow dress at a wedding for a Chicago police officer, Dominic Caparelli, at Epiphany, and your law of abundance.
Oh.
I have just gotten the information thanks to you through two dreams for sure. One is that the law of abundance, as you often state, doesn't necessarily mean what you think it's going to be. You know, you're looking for money and thing, or maybe health and healings and things like that. But this one is what people would never expect, and that would be the law of the land, the law of liberty, the law of police officers. So throughout my life, I've had police officers association with me, and then a dream. So I'm wearing a yellow dress, and I can't remember for sure the year it was, but it goes back to, the 1980s maybe, and I was frightened about a circumstance, and in the dream is this first police officer who was brought into the family, by the way, connected to Congressman Annunzio and state legislator Schiaparelli. He was one of the police officers that was protecting me. So a lady at the homeless shelter says to me, I had a dream about you last night, and you were this great lady, and the knights were fighting. And so I connected that dream to a ring that I recently purchased, a King Arthur ring. Now, Jim Denwood, my sister Kathy, has Kathy Salon in Scottsdale and North Scottsdale Properties and Scottsdale Properties. And I told her, I said, Jim Denwood said that I could bring back a ring. And I thought, now I have King Arthur, a ring, and the book, The Once and Future King. So when this lady had this dream about 20 years ago that there were these knights that were fighting, and I was trying to put it to some kind of substance, was it a previous life? No, I don't think so. So it is this life, The Once and Future King, King Arthur, the book. It's the prophecy of that he would come again, and I have the ring, a King Arthur ring, and that's what my ring is going to be,
right,
being associated with the King Arthur and the knights that come back now in this, in our present time. So I thought I would ask you for your trivia, because you come up with the most fascinating questions of things that I didn't know anything about. So I want to hear your question for dream.
All right. There are two things that you commonly do, we all do, we do it every day, but you cannot do them in dreams. And in fact, if you try to do them, it won't work, and that's one way to know you're dreaming. What are the two things?
That you can't do.
You cannot do it in a dream.
Eat food.
Nope. You can eat in dreams. I mean, you won't really be
Now, one more thing. When I had a dream, while I was dreaming, I rolled off of my couch, and I was totally asleep.
Uh-huh.
And yet, I knew in the dream that I was rolling off the couch.
Right.
And so I woke up right away, but I was warned about rolling off,
yep,
and it happened within seconds. That's exactly what I did. So you're saying that this is something you cannot do when you're in a dream.
Right,
open
exactly.
Open your eyes?
Nope.
Let's see. I want to try and think. What can you not do?
It's very common. Everybody can do them, but you can't in a dream. It won't work.
It won't work when you're dreaming. So, but a dream comes through intervention, divine intervention.
Oh, I can't go there. I don't know. And I got 1 minute for you to give me an answer.
Cause a crime.
No. You can't read or tell time in a dream.
Well, now I hadn't heard about that. That's so interesting,
yeah,
isn't it?
And people use it as a trick to make them realize they're dreaming so they can enter a lucid state. In other words, you can see the written word, but it doesn't make sense in the dream. You can see the clock, but you can't tell time.
Well, I never had that kind of a dream, so that's why.
Well, there
I
you go. Check it out and let us know. All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Good night.
All right, good deal. So how about that? I never thought about one way or another, but I didn't know till last week that we don't dream in color. Most of us, 5% do. 95% of us don't. So, hey, what do I know? All right, so we're going to do charts with David and Muskegon after the news, and we got trivia guesses with James on the south side, and, of course, some World War II coming, don't you know? It's James, and Ross and Aurora is going to give us some guesses as well. All that and more coming up on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Baby, I love you. I really, really love you. You know that, so I want you to know that I love you. Oh, baby, you
send me. You really, really send me. You know it, so I want to know. You really, really send me. If you should ever leave me, oh, it would make me blue. Oh, oh, so baby, don't leave me, 'cause I don't know what I'd do. Baby, you thrill me, ow, and it kills me. Oh, you know it, so I want to know that I love you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia, and we have a question out there, which if you don't answer it tonight, by the way, we reveal it in the third hour because it is a straggler from last week, and we don't hold them over longer than that. This happens more often on Wednesday nights than at any other time. What is it? All right, it's as simple as that. So there's my question. Now we have our bumper stumpers. You've heard two of them now. They have something in common, and they're mostly 50s tonight, but not all. A lot of doo-wop, but not all. All right, so that's the deal. But Fran in Austin is guessing on a bumper. All right, so Fran, what'd you hear? You know.
The Swallows?
Yes, absolutely right. Good for you. That was a hard one because most people immediately say, oh, it's Bobby Hendricks. No, it's not. That's good.
No, I thought that was right. I was kind of guessing, but I thought it was right. But it's kind of a fitting song for me tonight because I had a steroid shot for my knee.
Oh.
And so, like, my mind is going 90 miles an hour. You know, I'm just...
Oh, interesting.
You know, I hope...
Interesting.
I hate it. I hope I can sleep tonight. And then, on top of that, my blood pressure medicine has caused me a rash. So I'm itchy-twitchy tonight.
Oh, no. There's nothing worse than that. Yeah, itching is... And, of course, you itch more at night for some reason. Just as about...
Yeah.
You're just about to fall asleep, and then it's like itching everywhere. Yes, I relate.
And you're trying not to scratch because you know if you scratch, it just makes it worse.
Right, so you squirm instead because you figure, well, if I rub against the sheet, then maybe that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's just, you know, I've got cream to put on it, but I can't put cream everywhere it is.
Well, of course you can. No, of course, and it's only going to really itch terrifically in the one place you cannot reach no matter what.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I've got Gary here to scratch my back, but I don't want to wake him up to scratch my back.
Well, sometimes it becomes that urgent. I understand that.
So I thought, well, what a fitting song. I'll call on it since I happen to.
Yes, that's perfect. Absolutely. Well, like I say, I'm impressed. Very few people think of the Swallows. Normally we only think of it ain't the meat, it's the motion.
Oh, I love that song.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're absolutely right, and you're sounding good. I hope that apart from the side effects that the steroid shot brings you relief at least for a while.
Well, my knee is not hurting right now, so it's like the first time it hasn't hurt in months.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't like this wiredness, this kind of, you know, it ramps up my anxiety and everything else.
But it's rare that happens from the injections. It happens more from the orals. But
that's what the doctor told me, because I said, I can't take those. I said, because if I do, you know, I have panic attacks.
Right.
And he said, well, that doesn't happen as much with the shots, and, you know.
It doesn't.
I decided that my knee was hurting enough. I was like, I'll do anything right now.
Oh, absolutely. And it should. It should kind of behave itself. And, of course, you know, we know that steroids do nothing other than mask the problem. But if they mask the problem long enough, we'll take it.
Yep, I got it. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, hang on. Right. Don't go away.
Oh, yeah,
so,
okay.
There you go. So 888-876-5593. There is one line available for you if you want it, and only one. And it is Monday Night Trivia. So, it happens more often on Wednesday night than any other night. And if you don't like my question and you don't know my last bumper stumper, well, have your own category, like David from Muskegon's about to do. So, David, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
Well, I'm here. How about yourself?
Well, I'm right here. I've been busy all day downloading music.
Uh-huh.
I started this morning around 10 o'clock, and I didn't quit until around 6 in the evening.
Uh-huh.
Downloading music.
Well, there you go.
For one of my playlists.
Okay.
Yeah, for my soul music playlist. And I'm going to download probably a little later on Sylvia's Pillow Talk.
Oh, all right. There you go. Yeah.
1973, that was out.
Yeah, she tried to get other people to do it, and when they wouldn't, she did it herself. Sylvia Robinson. Yep.
That's right. She was in Mickey and Sophia.
Of course she was. And then, of course, a label owner and a businesswoman in her own right. All right. Yes. So and like I say, she really tried to place that song. And when nobody would, she said, oh, well, I'll just do it. So she did. All right. So we're doing charts for this week in 1975.
Yes, this is July.
Yes, it is July 26th, 1975. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, The Hustle.
Van McCoy.
Right. Number two, I'm Not in Love.
10cc.
Number three, One of These Nights.
The Eagles.
Number four, Please, Mr. Please, Don't Play B-17.
Wait a minute. Please, Mr. Please.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Don't Play B-17.
Don't Play B-17. It's, where's it playing? I can't remember that song.
Yeah, I guess you have to hear it, Wayne. That dismays me, but I'll let you hear it. Let's see what we can do here. Let me find it if I can. You know, I usually think I have better taste than that, but invariably these things show up on the computer. So let's see. All right. Yeah. Let's see. All right. I think this could do it. Unfortunately, and yeah. There it is. Here you go. Please, Mr. Please. You won't need more than the opening note, I guarantee you here.
In the corner of the bar, there stands a jukebox.
All right, that should give it John. To you. Yes, Olivia Newton-John, it is. You're absolutely right. Yes, Please, Mr. Please, Don't Play B-17. All right, so now, number five, listen to what the man said.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, glad you got that because I wasn't playing it no matter what. Let's see, so number six.
I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. Swearing to God.
Frankie Valli.
Yeah. Number seven, Jive Talking.
The Bee Gees.
Number eight, Someone Save My Life Tonight.
Wait a minute. Someone Save My Life Tonight.
Male.
Wait a minute. That was, I know it wasn't Leo Sayer.
No, it's worse than that. Which I know it's hard to do, but, you know. And I mean,
yeah,
mega star, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. Someone Save My Life Tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't remember it. If I hear it, I'll know it, probably.
Yeah, let's see. I don't know. I hope I don't have it, but if I do, I'll play it. Wait a minute. Yeah. God. I'm afraid I do. Let's see here. God. All right, here you go.
Elton John.
Of course it is. Thank God he didn't make me play it. All right, so that's right. Elton John, yes. Number nine, Midnight Blue.
Wait a minute, Midnight Blue.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Vinnie
Poncia. Midnight Blue has a
No, Midnight Blue was a top 10 record.
Midnight Blue.
And Vinnie Poncia produced it.
Midnight Blue. Let me think how that goes. I'm trying to remember. Midnight Blue. I can't remember that one.
All right. Well, it's pretty awful. But let's see if I can find it from the right year here, because you want a 19. It's been redone by people, which makes it even worse. But the 1975 version, you'll know it, I'm afraid. If not, well, we'll see.
Whatever it is, it'll keep till the morning. Haven't we both got better things to do? Midnight Blue.
Yeah, it's Melissa Manchester.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And it got. I think it got to number 96. Not number six installed. All right. So.
Oh my.
Let's move on from Midnight Blue and go to. That was number nine. Number 10. Rocking Chair.
Gwen McCrae.
Absolutely. Produced by Steve Alemo. All right. Well, you got enough of them, so you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you, Raleigh. I love that song, Rockin' Chair by Gwen McCrae.
Well, good.
I'm going to download that along with Lattimore and Gwen McCrae's version of Let's Straighten It Out.
Yeah.
You ever heard it?
Of course I have. It's all that stuff that Henry Stone did at TK. All right, hang on, don't go away. Yeah, Tone Record Distributors, who would have thought it? Anyway, in Hialeah, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, all right, so what are we doing here? I see there's going to be Brady Bunch trivia. Well, won't that be festive? And James on the South Side wants to take some guesses, and Ross and Aurora wants to guess on Wednesday. So again, here is the deal. This happens more often on Wednesday night than at any other time. What? All right, Ross and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio. Ross, we lost Ross.
Excuse me.
There you are.
Nope, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay, all right, Ross. So what do you think?
Church Suppers.
No, I like that, though. It's not right.
You mean church services, maybe?
Nope.
All right.
All right,
thank
thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, Wednesday hump day. No no church services involved. Oh, there are a lot of them, I agree. All right, so James on the South Side, going to take some guesses on this. What do you think, James?
Okay, I'm thinking, let's see, I'm thinking maybe a midnight sabbatical?
Nope.
Okay, I'm thinking maybe taking the family out for dinner.
Nope.
Okay, I'm gonna say power outage.
No, no.
I had to throw one crazy one in there.
Yep.
Let's see. We're going to go with calling relatives.
Nope.
I'm going to say, are you going out for an ice cream social?
Nope.
Going to the music club.
Nope.
Okay. Well, let's see. Going to pick up the mess.
No. You get one more shot at this, then we move on to your World War II question.
Okay, no, I just couldn't do this one. It's probably worse than the one, last one I just told you.
All right, then we'll just move on to World War II. And you can call back when you think of more. All right. So in 1935, a British engineer was asked whether it was possible that the Germans were developing a death ray with radio waves. Well, no such weapon was being made, but in studying the possibility, the engineer came up with creating something completely else in use to this day. What is it?
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to say radio waves.
Well, no, radio. He was studying radio waves, of course, but no.
Okay.
This is an invention.
Okay, sonar?
Close, but no cigar. It actually was Robert Watson Watt who created the radar detector.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right, okay. So there you have it. Yes, that's a death ray. Well, you know, as preposterous as that is, it got him thinking in the right direction, that's for sure. All right, so 888-876-5593. Eric is in Costa Mesa. What's happening tonight, Eric?
Yeah, hey, Raleigh, another kicky blast to be with you on trivia night. I love it, love it, love it.
Oh, good.
And I had a question for you. I was wondering, do you think the 1950s and at least to the mid-60s was the biggest time period where songs or music was aimed at teenagers, at the teenage audience? as compared to other time periods or decades.
Well, arguably you would say after that as well, but I will say from the mid-50s on, this was the first time that the teenage menace, as it were, was the target. Now, initially, 55 or 54 to 64, you were talking about singles. So these things didn't sell, they didn't, not much money to make them, but also you didn't make much money selling them. But it was really a singles market. And the established people, like the Mitch Millers at Columbia and things like this, they thought that rock and roll was a passing fad and it would die. Well, so yeah, obviously it didn't. But what happened in 64, and this is why the Beatles are so important. Everybody talks about their music or whatever. Screw their music. That's not it. Why the Beatles are important is that's what caused the sale of albums. Prior to that, it was a singles market. You know, when you heard the Frankie Avalon record or the Pat Boone record, you went out and bought the single. Well, with the Beatles, you bought the album. Now, for the first time, record companies are making money. And by the latter 60s, that period of teens in the latter 60s really just knocked the socks off the record companies. It was just unprecedented money because of the sale of albums.
So before that, you didn't have to make a huge commitment as a consumer, like you did, you know.
Well, right.
You didn't have to buy the whole album
no.
if there was only one or two songs that you liked.
Well, exactly. It was 72 cents at the superstore near you, right, exactly. And, of course, there were all the knockoff labels like Promenade and Top and all that where they gave you 6 and 1. They weren't the original artist, but they were 6 and 1. But anyway, yeah, you figure at most 79 cents for the single. Now, it didn't cost the record company, if you want to call it a company, very much money to put it out either. What they needed was distribution, and that's another discussion. But the bottom line is there was not big money. When the Beatles hit, albums, and you know, and originally, remember, the Beatles, you could buy them in mono or in stereo, so you know, so you're only looking at $2.99 or $3.99, but in short order, they were over $5. And that latter 60s period, those kids who, you know, were part of what we would call the hippie generation, they bought unprecedented numbers of albums.
Yeah, the collections really started to build up around that time, I'm sure.
And that's where the money was. And so suddenly labels started having their own in-house distribution, and like Columbia had 20 different branches around the country and things like that. So sure, it was big, big money. Now, of course, it's interesting how this was kind of trailing off until disco hit. And once again, those 12-inch singles and all that, disco sold a lot of records. And there again, as it started to trail off, what happens now? CDs come out, you know, different technology. We can re-release this stuff. And so it's all these different things that kind of are the ebbs and flows of the record industry. And if you ask me how it works today, I have no idea. I do not understand streaming and how that's calculated, and I don't want to. So that's a whole different world.
And then around that same time, grocery stores started losing their milk, those plastic milk cases, and with people trying to store their albums in them.
Yeah, right, absolutely. And you had chains like Peaches would come out, and they'd sell you the wooden milk crate things. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Wow, you just dropped Peaches. That was right on Sunrise and 15th in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, there was a Peaches there.
Gigantic store there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So listen, I have a guess or two on your trivia,
the
holdover, and before I get to my Brady. So I'll do real quick. I'm going to say Wednesdays is the time when they change the prices at the grocery store.
I like it.
For the upcoming
weekend. Not right, but I like it.
Yeah. Or my other one was similar to that. That's when the gas station prices switch over.
Nope.
And it used to be Tuesdays, but I think it's Wednesdays now, where they like flip over the prices and whatnot. So, anyways, that's all I got for that. But hit me with your Brady Bunch.
Okay, a lot of people on the Brady Bunch, but there are only three characters who appeared in every single episode. Who were the three people in every single episode?
Three from the original nine characters?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, geez, that is a really good one. I haven't thought about that at all. I will say, I know it wasn't Robert Reed because he wasn't in the very last episode. I'll deduct him. I'm going to say...
You got to give me their names as their characters because I won't know who played them.
Okay. I'll say Alice.
Right.
Okay, two more. I'll say Carol Brady, the mom.
Right, Right. There's one more.
Oh, now that one's tough. Can it? Does it have to be a human or?
It is. It is a human. It's not a pet. It is a human.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say probably Greg.
Yes, absolutely right.
Oh, and I never ever thought about that, but I just kind of used deduction on that one.
100% right. Carol, Allison, Greg. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I remember that some of the girls were away for some of the shootings, yeah, or they had something come up, but he seems to be the most steadiest one, and he's the one that's kind of like still kind of hangs out with it, with his podcast and everything, you know, everything. But hey, that was a great one, Raleigh. That I don't know where you pulled that up.
Thanks to the internet. That's all I can say is thanks to the internet. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. That's absolutely right. And yeah, Greg is still around. He's he'll be 71 on September 30th. All right. So don't ask why I know that. All right. So yeah, I'm not even sure. All right. Mary is a first time caller and she's got some guesses. So Mary, welcome to Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't go away, Mary. Stay right where you are. But I have a feeling there was something I did not do this half hour and I'd better do it right now on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so that's your third bumper stumper there in our theme. But if you know the artist, that's good enough. And yes, they had a mega hit, and oh, of course, that wasn't it. All right, so we have that. We have our straggler, which will be revealed at the end of next hour if you don't get it. This happens more often on Wednesday nights than at any other time. What is it? And if you don't like that and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. It can be absolutely anything, as we prove. So Mary is a first-time caller, and she's in Ottawa, Illinois. She's going to take some guesses. So Mary, thanks for waiting, and welcome to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. I have two guesses.
Okay.
Also, I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a millennial, and us millennials love your show just as much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have two guesses. The first is like planned intimacy.
Oh, I love that. That's not right. What's next?
Hump day. Okay. And bingo.
Bingo. I like that too. That's not it either, though. But I love the planned intimacy one. That's a great answer. It's just not right.
Thank you, Raleigh. Have a good one.
Call me again. Thanks. Appreciate it, Mary.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So
bye-bye.
Good deal. So nice to meet Mary. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And let's see, we have a number of people taking some guesses, and I believe that Deb in Algonquin is one of them. So, Deb, welcome to WGN Radio. Oh, wait a minute. What am I doing wrong here? Are you still there? No, I guess Deb left us. All right, either that or she's in outer space. I don't know. Bob in Willowbrook, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. I hope this finds you in reasonably good health.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Okay, I've got six on the straggler.
All right.
Balancing the checkbook.
Nope.
Paying the bills.
Nope.
Nope.
Making a grocery list.
Nope.
Nope.
Bowling night.
No.
Cleaning the bathroom.
No. Big finish.
Family dinner.
Nope.
Ah.
If you think of another six, call me back.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great
All right,
night.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888 877-876-5593. Let's see, Don is in Beloit. How's it going tonight, Don?
Hey, it's going well. It's going well. I missed you last week. I was in Door County enjoying the weather and beaches, and just so great to have a family reunion there.
Oh, good. Well, that's the place to do it. In the summer, Door County is the place to be.
Oh, it's so nice. James and I both love Patsy Cline. I know he and I have that in common as well. But could you play that Three Cigarettes in the Ashtray, 1957?
You liked that week sometime? You heard me play it a week or so ago, right?
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe play another one. But I'm sorry, I didn't see. Well, I didn't catch that one.
I can play it again, but I thought you liked it so much you want to hear it again. All right.
Well, he often requests things. Yeah. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Well, do we have spaghetti night? Because spaghetti was a really famous thing for Wednesday night.
No, it's not spaghetti night.
Exercise.
Nope.
Stay up late watching TV.
Nope.
Go out to a movie.
Nope.
First date night.
Nope.
Okay. I give up. But if you could give me a World War II airplane question, I'd appreciate it.
All right. We're talking about the fastest aircraft to see combat in World War II. You probably know what it was. It was a rocket-powered fighter, 702 miles an hour, although it was not recognized by the official people because it was secret during the war. But what was it?
Well, it's got to be the Germans. Gosh, wow. There were so many fast jets and so on, but you're right. They had, I don't know, that, you know, they often blew up.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, a little side problem, yes, of course. But, yes, so you're right. It is German, and it's the fastest one, 702 miles an hour.
Was the comet? It was the comet, I think. It was Messerschmitt 163?
Yep, absolutely. The Messerschmitt ME-163. Wow. Yes, it was.
They often had a lot of parts that were, you know, built by slave labor, I think, and the glues and so on. They'd have all these things against them for people that just made a little hole, you know, the hydrazine, I mean, excuse me, the peroxide and the fuel.
Yeah.
Not good to connect. So, and they didn't have a regular landing gear. The landing gear popped up, but if you hit a bump as you're taking off, that might pop up and go right through your seat and blow yourself up.
They were not big on personnel. Let's just say that. They figured that personnel were replaceable, so when things happen, just get some other fool in the seat.
Yeah. They only had like a couple, you know, a few minutes to you know, you get up to speed like so fast up there, but then you only had a couple of minutes, then it was like a long glide back down to earth.
Yeah. If you're lucky. Yeah. So, exactly.
But swept wing, we used that swept wing in another aircraft, I want to say, like I don't know, the B-47 or the, there was one of the Korean War planes. They used that same German swept wing because they had so much data on it.
Well, how about that?
Fast. Well, listen, it was always awesome to talk to you, as usual.
Well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right. Okay. So there you have it. Yes, the Messerschmitt. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. Anybody else taking a guess on what happens more often on Wednesday nights? I believe Scott in Oak Lawn is. So, Scott, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Miss Raleigh.
What do you think?
Always love your Monday questions.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Usually I have six for you. Today I only wrote down five, so forgive me.
All right.
My first guess is leftovers.
Nope.
Infidelity?
Nope.
Spousal murder?
No.
Marriage arguments?
No.
Full moon?
No.
Damn, but you got me.
Yeah, those are all good, though. Absolutely.
You got me. I'll be listening.
Yeah, you're right that obviously this answer is, you know, quantified in some way, you know, like the spousal murders and things like that. So, yes, somebody came up with it due to actual statistics. All right. So there you have it.
I'll be listening.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. So you give me the answer.
Okay,
thank
good.
You,
thanks. Bye. Yeah. And that will be, I'd say, about an hour and a half from now, unless somebody gets it first. And that could happen. In fact, James on the south side has more guesses. I just can't wait. All right, James, let's hear them.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. Jewelry heist.
Next.
Okay, I'm going to say burglaries.
Nope.
Okay, policemen killed.
Nope.
Okay, presidential assassination.
No.
Okay, thank goodness for that one.
It's but I was thinking, how many could this possibly be? Yes, exactly. No. These are big numbers. These are so you don't
okay.
Have to,
big numbers. Okay, I'm going to say. Power outages.
Nope. Big finish. What's number six?
Okay, we're going to go with planning weekend getaways.
All right. Well, you'll think of another six and call me back. I'm sure.
But I do have. I want to take a guess. A couple guesses at the bumper theme.
Oh, all right. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to say. Song titles or something like that?
Nope, nothing about the titles.
Okay. These are artists who are famous for another song.
Well, that's true of it. By the way, that's true. Right. That's true of every bumper stumper I play, but that's not the theme.
Okay. They decided to do their version on another hit.
Like there were remakes or something. Nope, that's not it.
Okay, artists were all born in July?
I have no idea when they were born. Nope.
Okay. Well, that might be a possibility since this is the last.
Yeah, right. I know that's good, except I don't know.
Okay. Or some member of them died in July?
Nope. No birth or death in July, as far as I know.
Okay. All of them had hits in July.
Nope, absolutely not. That's not it.
Okay, well, that's all I got for the moment.
You'll think of something else, I am just sure.
Okay, hope you feel better.
Thanks.
Oh, I did notice your Mexican Coke is two for four at Jewel.
Oh, very good. Yes, that's about the price I've been getting in the last week or so. Yes, it's been very nice, $2 each. But even so, it isn't that long ago that they were a dollar each. Oh, well.
All right. I know. Yeah, I remember the sale.
Yeah, exactly.
And they emptied out the case.
Yes, that was me. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay,
all right.
You take care.
You too. Ever since it became a craft soda, it got more expensive. And, of course, it's a craft soda because they no longer sell the pure sugar in Mexico because they relax the laws there. But Tijuana and Juarez still bottles for us, the craft enthusiasts here in the States. And, I try to limit it to three or four a day. Not always successful. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Well, we're going to get more guesses. Maureen in Plainfield and Donna in Oak Lawn and Karen in Chicago. And Cindy's called back with more of them. And there's room for you, too. But right now there's another bumper stumper coming up right after this on WGN Radio.
Too big, too small, too bad, too tall.
I like Betty Butter, she,
too thin,
and Jenny, she,
too small,
and Linda, she,
too fat. I get a heart, I wanna sing, and then I hear bells,
but that's alright, cause I like it just like that. Whoa, what you do?
Baby,
turn them lights away.
No,
I want those chills.
Someone.
And
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there you have your latest in Bumper Stumpers. Who are they and what's the theme? And our straggler, this happens more often on Wednesday nights than at any other time. What is it? And when you don't like that, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that. All right, so Donna and Oak Long will take some guesses. So welcome to WGN Radio, Donna.
Hi, thanks, Raleigh. I'd like to take a couple of guesses.
Oh, good.
How about births?
Nope.
Deaths?
Nope.
Marriages?
Nope.
Divorces?
Nope.
That's all for me.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
So that's the deal. Yeah, I guess it could be a subset of some of that, but we're looking for something absolutely specific. Karen in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Always.
I'm going with a five-day weather forecast.
No, nope.
They're always on Wednesday.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know.
Bingo night?
Nope.
Prayer meeting?
Nope.
Okay, that's it.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right,
thank
so
you.
All fine choices, just fine, I tell you. All right, so Maureen in Plainfield, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think, Maureen?
Hi. Okay, I've got six of them.
All right.
See how this goes. First, calling off of work or school.
Nope.
Ordering Chinese in.
Nope.
Going for happy hour drinks.
Nope.
Working from home day.
Nope.
Traffic accidents.
Nope. Big finish.
Doctor's offices closed.
Nope. Well, that's probably very true, but no. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for trying.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that was kind of nice. Work 2 days, get a day off. Yeah, that works. All right, Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay, I thought of one thing from your hint, but my first guess was cinema announcements come out for the weekend.
Nope.
Children's bath night.
No.
Engagement proposal.
Nope.
That's all I have.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
Do you have? Could I have Bewitched trivia tonight?
Oh, sure. Bewitched trivia, huh? Well, we'll see what we can do. Hang on. Don't go away. And I got to look that up. And I will. I absolutely will. So we'll leave Cindy on hold, and I'll come up with the... We asked a Bewitched question earlier, I do believe, but we'll ask another one. Let's see. And John in Covington wants old-time radio, Lum and Abner trivia. All right. Might be quicker if I just look up the Bewitched trivia. What do you think? And then news is coming up, and we'll have another Bumper Stumper, and we got another hour and a half of this. And at the end of the night, I reveal my question. So, yeah. And we had somebody who, in a broad sense, might have incorporated the answer. We'll say that. I'm not going to give you any more clues than that. And, of course, as you probably know, my clues are the road to hell. I don't mean to confuse you, but invariably I do. So take it as you see it. But, yeah, I would say it was a subset of an answer that we heard. So, yeah, I know you have to think back on it. That's right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So let's see what we can do about, here we are for Cindy. I think I can do this before the news, actually. All right, Cindy. Now, let's see. You're still with us, so here you go.
Yeah.
What does Aunt Clara turn Darren into in Alias Darren Stevens?
I got to think about this.
Sam just found out she was pregnant. She can't wait to tell Darren, but first she has to rescue him. What does Aunt Clara turn him into? You can think about it during the news, and we'll be right back to you. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593. That's the deal. If you don't know my Bumper Stumpers and you have no idea about my question, you can have your own category, as Cindy just proved with her Bewitched trivia, and as John in Covington is going to prove with his old-time Lum and Abner trivia, and more coming up on WGN Radio.
I want to know, and then just
just for me, only make me tell you I'm in love with you.
Hold me tight, never let me go.
Thrill me, walk me down the lane where shadows will be hiding lovers just the same as we'll be when you make me tell you I love you.
I love you.
Yes, they keep telling me be sensible with your new love. Well, this won't be the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind. Oh, kiss me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. This was first a hit for Karen Chandler in 1952. About 6 months later, this group did it, 1953, on Jubilee. Yes, you absolutely know who they are, not for the song, clearly. Most people remember the song because of Mel Carter in 65, but goes back to 52 with Karen Chandler. Actually, it was released before that in 51. No one heard it. That's right, Noble and King, in case you're looking for it in your collection. All right, so we have Bumper Stumpers. You just heard the last one. We have our straggler question. This happens more often on Wednesday nights than at any other time. What is it? And we have your choice of whatever floats your boat. Everybody knows something about something, but Kimberly is a first-time caller in Bolton, Illinois. So welcome to WGN Radio, Kimberly. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you? You spoke to my mother last week, but we were listening tonight, and I had one or two guesses.
Excellent. Well, I'm ready to hear them all.
Well, I don't know if it's for now or traditionally, but Wednesday was always every Wednesday and Saturday were date nights.
That's not it. What else you got?
Bowling.
Nope, that's not it either.
Not it either. Okay. No.
But I'm glad you tried, and I hope you're going to call me again.
I will, okay. And my mom's going along a little better, so thank you. She really enjoyed your call.
Excellent. Good. Well, I'm so glad to hear it. Thanks. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
So, good deal. Yes. All right. 888-876-5593. All right, John in Covington. Hello, John.
Hi, Raleigh. Let's give the old-time radio a shot.
All right, all right. As you know, Lum and Abner live in the fictional town of Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Now, the interesting thing is Pine Ridge, which is near Mena, by the way, was based on an actual town. And in 1936, because of the popularity of the show, the town changed its name to Pine Ridge. What was it before that?
Darn. I've heard this.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure, it's like the town in New Mexico that changed its name to Truth or Consequences, Hot Springs, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, this is the same kind of deal as earlier, though, 1936. They said, well, what the hell, if we're Pine Ridge on Lum and Abner, let's just be Pine Ridge. So they dropped their name, and that's what we're asking you what it was.
Is it Poplar Bluff?
No, that's still there. It's Waters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks
for trying again.
And I'm counting on it. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
All right,
thanks.
Good deal. So, yes, Waters. They gave up Waters and said, all right, so we're Pine Ridge now. Why not? So that's the power of radio. Don't you know? All right, so let's see. Pete is in Sauk Village. Pete, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Before we try a little advertising, I don't know if you were aware about Tom Lehrer.
Oh, yes, I am. And I figured tomorrow night we would talk about it. You know, it's so interesting because he was around for so few short years, relatively, before he gave it up. But he left us some of the absolute best lyrics ever.
Oh, gripping satire and, ooh, some of it rather skewering certain
Oh yeah. Well, no doubt about it. Yeah, and he was your basic dedicated liberal, but I didn't care. He was clever as could be, and the masochism tango and the Vatican rag and everything else. Mm. Yeah, pollution and I don't think there was ever a Tom Lehrer song I didn't love. What was interesting is when he gave it all up and went back to teaching math, which was really his first love. That was the one thing he never let a student do. You were not allowed to bring up his music.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was the way it was.
And then when he gave it all away.
Oh, yeah, about 5 years ago, put it all up there for anybody. Now, you know, I've often thought about that because I don't think he could have given away the actual recorded versions that the labels own. He gave away his publishing, absolutely, and he gave away the rights to the songs. But as far as the actual recordings, the labels own those.
Yeah, and so you still are bound by the same rule,
right?
1 minute rule and everything else.
Well, you know, and that's kind of a myth. There's no real rule like that, but yes, you are. Yeah. But so many wonderful things. And of course, when he was on TW3, that was a lot of fun in the mid 60s, irreverent as hell.
Well,
yeah.
The three albums I still have in my collection, Songs by Tom Lehrer,
right.
More Songs
right.
by Tom Lehrer, which I never heard the live version of the second album, which was The Evening Wasted.
Right.
But then I have the TW3.
Oh, yeah. No, great, great, great stuff. And it's a loss. But, you know, 97 years old, it was a good life.
Certainly was.
Yeah. Yeah. So graduated from Harvard originally at 15 years old.
Wow.
And never got a PhD. And it was interesting because he went back to Harvard. He was going to get a PhD. And then he actually had said, you know, there's nothing original I can contribute to mathematics, so why do this? And he didn't.
Yeah, well, there's a certain sensibility.
Absolutely
there
is. And the few
why
people...
Why break your back for something that's not going to make any difference?
Yeah, exactly.
There's my dad got stuck in kind of a thing like that.
Yeah.
He had been an Army Ranger in World War II, and his job was underwater demolitions in the Pacific. And, you know, blowing holes in the coral reef so the landing crafts could get into the islands.
Right.
And he came home to finish up his English bachelor's, his British Lit master's, and he had 60 hours towards a doctorate in linguistics when they found he couldn't do analysis.
Oh, that's interesting.
He lost the high end of his hearing, so he couldn't record or acknowledge sibilant sounds.
Interesting.
To lisp it a little bit there. And but that's how that... So he ended up going into advertising copywriting.
Oh, well, that can be fun, and it certainly can be creative.
Oh yeah, he had quite a career. He was right at the same time as the TV show Mad Men talk about the New York crowd. He
right.
was in the Chicago crowd.
Oh yeah, no, I think that's terrific. Okay. It was definitely a good time, and the products were great.
Yeah,
you know,
well, this is all. Let's real quick. Why don't we do something having to do with advertising before everybody else hangs up?
All right, isn't it you behind those blank?
Ray-Bans?
Foster Grants.
Foster Grants.
And you know, that's interesting. This proves that it was a lousy slogan because everybody remembers the slogan and nobody remembers the product. And your dad probably knew that also very well, that it doesn't matter if it's a memorable slogan, you have to make the product memorable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
oh, yes.
Easier said than done.
Very much so.
All right.
Oh, well.
Good to talk to you. Thanks, Pete. What?
Maybe I should have gone 5x5.
Well, see, you'll do it next week, and I'll look forward to it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Care now.
Appreciate it. You too. Yeah. Bye. Yeah, I talk about that often. There were so many wonderfully clever commercials, but they failed because you'd remember everything about the commercial except the product. And in reality, that's all that matters. Remember the product. All right. Patty is a first-time caller, and she is in Janesville. So welcome to WGN Radio, Patty.
Hi. Thank you.
So what do you think?
On the Wednesday night, we always had choir practice on Wednesday night, so
that's nice.
My guess.
That's not it either. Do you have more guesses?
Oh, Wednesday night.
No.
No.
Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. All right, so there we have it. Now, I'll reveal it next hour if you don't get it. But hopefully before that, you will get it. So Kathy in Bolingbroke, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Rowley. Listening on hold, I realized something you said told me that this answer is something that happens Wednesday evening. So my guess can't be correct because I was saying that it was golfers make their tee times for Wednesdays. Doctors
right.
that
yep.
are golfers.
So it's not that.
So it is something evening.
Yeah.
Saying.
Yeah. It's okay. After dark.
After dark. Mm. All right. I will call back with another answer.
Okay, thanks.
Could
appreciate
you put
it.
Me, what? Could you put me on hold with John?
Absolutely. Don't go away. All right. So we will have Kathy and John chat now. There we go. It happens to be at night, but it wouldn't normally have to be. It just happens to be. Statistically, it happens Wednesday nights. But I don't feel that it's a thing where nighttime is the right time where it would otherwise have to be. It just happens to be. It's clear as mud. Stan and Dearborn, welcome to WGN Radio. Stan.
Yeah, hello.
What do you think?
Hi, Rowley.
What did you hear you know?
I'm just looking over at the list of the bumper stumpers here.
Yeah.
And the last one, Hold Me, Throw Me, Kiss Me.
Yeah.
Sonny Till and the Orioles.
Absolutely right. 1953 on Jubilee.
On Jubilee. And you already got the Swallows, right? Junior Denby.
Yep. Itchy, twitchy feeling. Yeah.
So I'm guessing maybe the lead singers, and I don't know if Sonny Till had a middle name or a nickname or not, but lead singers have nicknames?
Nope.
No?
I like that, though.
Because Danny, Sonny...
If you were wondering about Sonny Till, his first name was Erlington.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Erlington
right.
Carl Tilghman. Yeah, T-I-L-G-H-M-A-N. Tilghman.
And... From the Crows, they had Sonny Norton.
Yeah.
It's Daniel.
Right.
So that's why I was thinking of little nicknames.
Yeah, that's a nice a nice guess. It's just not right.
I also, maybe I'm thinking multiple hits on multiple labels.
Nope. When you hear this, you'll kick yourself because it's so obvious and so easy. But really, it's one of those where you'll say, how did I overthink this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think it too much, I guess.
You are, absolutely. That's right. You got to join Thinkers Anonymous. So, yeah, but like I say, think about it, and it should come to you because it's a very obvious, very easy answer. It's probably the easiest one I've ever come up with.
Made it too easy for me, I guess. I don't know.
maybe as you hear more, it'll become crystal clear.
Yeah, a couple more to go, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. There's six more to go.
Six more to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, nice talking to you.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. I guess it's probably time we just get another one out of the way. Now, let me say goodbye to Stan here, all right, to make one line available for you, which it now is. And so Gary in Austin wants his radio trivia, and Cindy in Chicago has another guess, and Mark from Aurora wants charts, and Kathy from Bolingbroke has more guesses, and Carol from Hanover Park has guesses. So, like I say, one line available for you, 888-876-5593, and another bumper stumper fitting the theme comes up next on WGN Radio. Love me too.
Now is the time. Did you hear what? Please say you'll be mine. Tell me that you love me too.
Right, so who is that? What do they have in common with everything else we've been playing? There's a theme, and of course, as far as information on that, 1957 on Argo, in case you were wondering. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, now, Gary in Austin. We're going to do some radio trivia. That's always my fave. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, I got a quick Lum and Abner story.
Okay.
Many years ago, I was listening to a repeat of it, and the episode where they were going to get a piano.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, what is a piano? And so I listened to that whole 10 or 15 minute episode, and they finally got the piano, and it turned out to be a piano.
You're right, of course.
And, you know, every time I hear that show, I think of that.
Yeah, the piano.
I sat there listening to that whole episode, you know, and they were talking about getting the piano and all this. And
that's great. That's absolutely great.
That to be a piano.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk radio formats here. All right. And the broad variety of formats, of which there are many, as you know. What's the largest as far as number of stations in the United States of America?
I would say probably Christian of some sort.
Well, you know, it's interesting you'd say that, because it would be if you combined teaching with contemporary Christian. You would get there in a heartbeat. But, of course, the preaching and teaching is just block programming sales. But if you add those two together, you'd be right. But as far as just actual formats, country.
Okay, I almost was going to say country.
But so. I'll give it to you for religion. Like I say, they're really two different things, but contemporary Christian music has 1,414 stations, and teaching and preaching, meaning they're selling at a dollar a holler, has almost 2,100.
Yeah, there's a plethora of them.
Aren't there? Yeah, when all else fails, just sell it by the hour.
Yeah, you know, I can... I have to, good thing I can have access to streaming these days.
Yeah. Oh, indeed. But yeah, so there you have it. Good enough. It's a win as far as I'm concerned. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Thanks.
Good deal. Yeah. So if you combine preaching and teaching with contemporary Christian, they're way out. There are 62% more stations of those combined than there is of country. So that's a pretty amazing number as far as that goes. All right. So Lisa in Dundee thinks she knows a bumper theme. Lisa, what do you think?
Well, I think that all the groups are named after birds.
You're absolutely right.
I was laying in bed, I'm all tucked in, and then you started talking about it, and I thought, oh my gosh, those are all bird names. I'll bet that's it.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I figured after the swallows and the orioles, yeah.
And then he mentioned the crows, and
right.
I thought, oh,
that's
got to
right.
be it.
Yep, we did play the crows on Rama, so yep, and we played several
that's
others.
Funny.
So, yes, you're absolutely right. Well, hang on, don't
perfect.
Go away.
Thank
yes.
you so much.
That's the deal. I told you it was the easiest theme ever, bird groups. And, you know, I pick 11 bumper stumpers, and I could do that off the top of my head. So Lisa in Dundee is absolutely right, and John will screen her and get her address. And, of course, the prizes are worthless, so you're doing it for the fun of it. Eventually you get something, but we were planning to make sure they were out this year, but life intervened, and they probably won't be. Speaking of life intervening, we're back in the Scottsdale studio tonight because we had problems getting the signal WGN last week. As you probably heard, there was some scratchiness and all that. So we decided we'd come back here and see, and sure enough, it's crystal clear. So what happens now Yeah, other than the hours of travel it takes for me, but apart from that, is we take the gear out of the studio here and drive it back tomorrow, and then we'll put it in the other studio, and I'll keep my fingers crossed that we've still got rid of the problem, because if we haven't, then it's a studio problem, but if we have, then it's a piece of equipment problem. But either way, yeah, we get to tour America. I'm tired. All right, so, but I have another hour of trivia coming up. I'm never too tired for that. Yeah, Monday night's always a lot of fun. We're going to be guessing on the question next hour, and I'll be revealing it at the end of the hour if you don't get it. And, you know, like I say, thank God you can't come through the speaker and hit me, because you probably would at this answer. But this happens more often on Wednesday night than any other time, and it is statistically proven, so you know it's something that can be quantified. All right, and you'll tell me what it is, or I'll tell you otherwise. Other than that, you can have your own categories. Mark and Aurora is going to do charts. It's going to be 1966 charts, I do believe, and a lot of people guessing on our Wednesday night question. And when all else fails, you can have your own category, and there are so many from which to choose. All right, so with that in mind, let's see. Cindy called back with another guess on Wednesday night. So, Cindy, what do you think it is? Cindy? Okay, maybe not. So we say goodbye to Cindy. Oh, now here she is. Here she is. All right. So, Cindy, what do you think?
Yeah, I was supposed to think about the Bewitched.
You know, I forgot all about you. I forgot completely about you. Forgot absolutely completely. But
well, that was my point. You know, I didn't want to talk about it, but the migraine headaches have kind of made me a dollar.
I got less than a minute. So let's go back to your question. What does Aunt Clara turn Darren into in Alias Darren Stevens? Yep. No.
Either a horse or a monkey.
Well, a chimpanzee. I guess that would count for a monkey of sorts. So we'll take.
Okay, I wouldn't know the difference. All right.
Size. The answer is size, more than anything. All right, well, hang on. We'll consider that a win, so we'll add to your stash. Don't go away. All right, so yes, that's what happened. Sam finds out she's pregnant. She can't wait to tell Darren. First, she has to rescue him from the other chimps at the zoo. So I forgot all about her. All right, my fault. And that's the deal. So I'll try not to forget about you, and that would be Carol and Kathy and James and Maureen and Mark. All right, attendance is taken. Another hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
I'm begging for love. Ooh.
I looked around and everything near me. All that I need is someone to cheer me. Who can it be? And what can I do if I must go begging for love? Day by day, I hear myself saying that you're the one for which I am praying. Who can it be? And what can I do if I must go begging for love? On the night that we parted, our love was meant to be. And now I have started to go on
begging for your love.
Oh, day by day, I hear myself saying,
I'm Raleigh James. Always loved this song. So now here's the deal. You know, it's a bird group, so it just got easier, don't you think? 1955 on Rama. All right, so who are they? It's kind of a flip side. 888-876-5593. My straggler, which is identified at the end of this hour if you don't get it. This happens more often on Wednesday nights than at any other time. What is it? All right, and if you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. We prove that every week, and we're about to right now with Mark and Aurora. So Mark, how's it going?
Oh,
it's pretty well. We got a deep bass singer in that last excerpt. Who's the guy from the Temptations, Melvin?
There's no temptation involved.
No, but who's the guy from the Temptations who has the deep bass voice? Okay. Melvin.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
But in this group that you just played, boy, there is a nice resonant deep bass singer.
Yeah, you're probably thinking.
Okay,
Melvin Franklin.
Melvin Franklin. There we go. I am wondering. Let me save that. I want to ask you. Whatever happened to Tom from Covington? He used to talk radio trivia.
Let me tell you something. We don't know, and don't think I haven't tried to find out. Tom Freeland, his last name is Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D.
Okay.
And we have his address in Covington, and we have done everything we can. I fear that he passed, and I don't know that he has any, you know,
that's
like...
That's what I'm thinking,
too. Sadly, we knew about, Bob in Memphis, because his wife sent
and
us...
Scott.
And Scotty, of course, yes. But I just don't think there's anybody in Tom's life to let us know. And apparently, there was, if I'm right about this, there wasn't anybody in Tom's life to do an obit because we have done. And when we finally get around to mailing the prizes, we'll mail them to him, and hope it doesn't come back as non-deliverable. But I don't know.
I always enjoyed it. And what about Bob from Belbo?
From where?
Bob, the place he was from had a B at the beginning.
Right. But you're outside of Memphis, and what I'm saying is, sadly, he died.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of that place outside of Memphis?
I'm trying to think of it. And right now, I not coming to me, but it will. We've got his labels to him. We'll mail his prizes to his widow. And Carolyn was who Bob was married to. And I hope Carolyn's still alive because Carolyn was the one who was sick. Not that Bob didn't have problems, but Carolyn was in stage 4 breast cancer. So, but Bob, and try to think of what the heck was the name of that suburb. It was out, I know exactly where it was in Shelby County, and I can't think
of it. And it began with a B.
Did it? Okay. Why can't I think of it?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And I was going to comment that there was a commercial writer who had that problem of his product being forgotten because he was so creative. Dick Orkin.
Oh, of course, and he's no longer with us.
Oh man, and he's still got a team going strong.
Well, his daughter is still running the ranch. Dick Orkin.
His daughter.
Yeah,
but she seems to have the same sense of humor because I still enjoy those First American Bank commercials.
Oh,
man, they're funny.
Yeah. No, he was terrific.
And. And I also wonder if the Wednesday night activity is church.
It is not church. But,
okay, because I think of Wednesday night prayer meetings and so forth. And no, I was hoping I'd get that wrong because I really want to do my chart.
No, it's not. I think that it was near Collierville, but that's not the town. But I think that that's what it was near. And I know it. When you say B, the first thing that comes to mind is Bartlett. It wasn't Bartlett, so it'll.
No, it wasn't Bartlett.
No, it won't. But I'll have to look him up. But it's not coming to me, and I don't know why. But anyway, Bob sadly succumbed. So yeah. He was in a lot of pain, and you hate to hear that. So,
what was his infirmity?
Well, among other things, he had just horrible back pain and some surgeries. Some surgeries that didn't work out. And I'll tell you what, that's the most unrelenting pain there is. So,
I have a heating pad right here for that kind of pain, and I just went through a bout of it recently, and. It's gone now, thankfully, but it's a killer. It has gotten me reduced to crawling on the floor sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. And when you hear those stories, sadly, about, people who get addicted to painkillers and stuff, it's like, I can absolutely understand that. I mean, I would not want to have that level of pain. And it's just horrendous. I'm sitting here looking to see, did we have any other bugs?
I went to see a psychiatrist once. Her name was Sylvia Morris, and she went on a ski trip.
Uh-huh.
She was 40. she was 42 years old, and she came back from the ski trip with neck pain, and she thought that was what it was, neck strain from the ski trip. It turned out to be cancer that had already metastasized.
Yeah.
And she died at age 42, and even though I only saw her for one appointment, I was sad because I got the feeling during that one appointment that she was born for what she was doing. I mean, she told me more about myself in an hour than most people have ever told me over years.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
She was good at what she did.
Yeah, right, where you just resonate, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they say only the good die young, so hopefully she's doing something better.
Oh, well, she worked at an office called the Wheaton Christian Alliance, and so she was not only very brainy, but she was also Christian, and she told me, we talked about getting me a light box to stave off mild SAD, and she said, well, I don't know if I should get you a light box because given your eye condition, I don't know if that would do even further harm to your retina. I mean, she knew everything she needed to know. And she was so warm and compassionate.
Yeah. It's sad. Absolutely.
Sylvia Morris, good lady. Yeah. Good lady.
So, yeah, I was trying to see if I could find a mailing label for Bob. Of course, now this will drive me crazy, and John will know later because he's got all the notes. But I thought I had a mailing label in front of
me. It was something like Balbo. And, oh, I remember my other item.
Yeah.
The caller a few callers ago said sibilance, and I think he meant sibilance. But he's almost right because it takes sibilance to make syllables.
Right. There you go.
So he's got a good mind.
Right, yeah, and absolutely.
All right, so this week in 1966.
Number one, wow.
I hope I do better with this than I did with 1977 last week.
Oh, I think you will all the way around. Wild Thing is number one, Wild Thing.
Oh, the Trog.
Yep, number two, Hanky Panky.
How many My teams baby, the Shondells?
Yes. Number three, Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey
there, little
Sam, Sam and the Pharaohs.
Absolutely. Number four, The Pied Piper.
Oh, Crispian St. Peter.
Yes. Number five, I Saw Her Again.
The Mamas and the Papas.
Yes. Number six, Hungry.
Paul Revere and the Raiders
with
Mark Lindsay.
Yes.
Not me, Mark Lindsay.
Yeah, right. Number seven, Summer in the City. Hot Time, Summer in the City.
The Lovin' Spoonful.
Number eight, Sweet Pea.
Oh, Tommy Rowe.
Number nine, Mother's Little Helper.
Oh, the Stones.
Of course. And number ten, Somewhere My Love.
Oh, now this is going to be the one song that keeps me from going on. Could you play an excerpt?
It's an instrumental.
But I'd still like to hear it.
I hope I don't have it, but I probably do. All right. Yeah, I'm afraid I do. But let me look. All right.
Somewhere My Love. Okay.
Yeah, another one of this will take us up to news. All right, so that's what they all should have been named, really. You'll know
Somewhere
it is.
Somewhere My Love.
Yes, oh God, it was not one of the better ones. Oh, God, it's the vocal version of it. All right, so yes. Yes, he had singers. He did have singers. And he was a big band leader, and then he had the singers in the 60s, and he was from the Boston area, a trombonist, actually. So
singers, though.
What do you think?
I mean, it sounds Lawrence Welke, but...
Yeah, but it's not. No, come on. You know who this is. I know you know who this is, because, like I say, he'd been a band leader, but then he had, under his own name, the So-and-So Singers. And, and he worked with a lot of people before this schmaltz,
The Bing Crosby Singers?
No. Mitch Miller hired him.
Mitch Miller hired him.
He had him do arrangements for everybody from Rosie Clooney and Marty Robbins to Frankie Lane and Johnny Mathis. I mean,
I'll kick myself when you tell me.
He's the guy who did the arrangement for Band of Gold, the Don Cherry record.
You mean the Frida Payne record?
No, the real Band of Gold. I've never wanted wealth until my heart is one desire, a simple little Band of Gold. Some Sail Away to Erebus.
No,
I'm a mystery. Yes, all right.
I'm afraid I must admit defeat.
You'll hate yourself.
But I will.
The Ray Conniff Singers.
No, now that you're telling me that name, I would not have thought of that. No, I wouldn't have.
The Ray Conniff Singers, yes, absolutely. But all right, 90% still good. That's wonderful.
So we're in for a month of Star Trek now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I've gotten through, I don't really want to do 78 and 65, because we're at the end of July, and, I'll spend a month doing something else.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
Well, that'll be good. I'll look forward to that. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Fun time tonight. By the way, how long has Ray Orkin been dead?
You mean Dick Orkin?
Dick Orkin.
Oh, I'm guessing 5 years. I can look that up. But, not all that long. But his wife died before him. It would have been like before the pandemic. So I'm saying 2018, 2017, right around there. Let me look them up. Let me see. Okay, December 24th, 2017. So that's the deal. December 24th, 2017.
Do you know what his wife did?
Well, his wife was just his wife, and I knew her, and I'm trying to think of if she had a nickname. What the hell was it now? This is terrible.
She was a creative helper.
No, she wasn't.
Helper.
She wasn't, absolutely not. But I'm trying because I remember going to dinner with them both, and why is it not coming to you? Because it was one of those nicknames. It'll come to me. Bunny. It was Bunny.
Was he as funny and deadpan privately as he was on the air?
He really was funny.
Not
always. Not always. Obviously, he was very.
Yeah.
He was very serious what he did. But Bunny. Her real name was Blanche.
Oh no! Then he would have been if he'd always been like that. He would have been another Robin Williams.
No, absolutely not. He was from Williams.
Robin Williams couldn't turn it off.
But no, he was from Pennsylvania, from Williamsport, I think, and then
he wound
up at Franklin Marshall, and after that he got a master's degree in clinical psychology, and then he studied at Yale.
Is that right?
Yeah, then he studied at Yale Drama. And
is Williamsport near Pittsburgh or Philadelphia?
Neither. That's what I say. It's the middle of the state.
Oh.
It's like Homing.
Oh, it's the middle of the state.
It's the middle. We always laughed and said, Pennsylvania is Philadelphia at one end and Pittsburgh at the other, and Alabama in the middle. It's probably about 100 miles maybe from Harrisburg, a little less maybe.
Right.
So it truly
is. But growing up in KB country, I heard Chicken Man and the Tooth Fairy.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Yeah, he had been in Cleveland, and he got hired at CFL as production director.
Oh!
And that's where they did Chicken Man.
Production director.
Yeah, exactly. And so there was Chicken Man, then there was Amazon Ace, which didn't last that long.
Yeah.
And then after that, there was Tooth Fairy.
And the way he writes those commercials, it doesn't surprise me that he's got a psychology background.
Yeah. And
I even heard him say in an interview that his commercials are character studies, and boy, are they.
Well, the other thing, though, about his commercials, like I said before, is, a good commercial isn't how much you like the spot, it's how much you remember the product, and his commercials made the product memorable. And that's why.
But he was so creative that I often forgot the product.
Well, no, see that never.
Boy, that was a great commercial.
That never happened to me with his products. Yeah, like the Ace Hardware commercials where he was eating eating the hose that he called Fiji Mingle. Yes.
I never heard that one. Oh, that would have been funny.
Oh, it was, and you know, I mean, it was Ace, and you know, so I always remembered his products, and that's why I liked
it. Well, it's too bad. It's too bad those hose commercials never got played on the tube.
Oh yeah, no, it was absolutely radio commercial. Right, and
that was a pun.
I understand. I just got let it go right by. No reason to dignify it, really. You know, I mean, let's put us out of your misery and go from there. So.
All righty.
So good deal. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And hold on, we'll confirm that address.
What were you gonna say about him? 90,
I was going to say he was 84 when he died, so he made it quite a while, and it was a hemorrhagic stroke. It was fairly sudden, and he was living in Thousand Oaks at the time. But Bunny had died.
He had a nice middling baritone voice.
Yeah. So yeah.
Real good.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, you're absolutely right. And so 90%, that qualifies as a win. And that's where we'll pick it up after the news. Ooh, I'm going to short you of a bumper. I can tell it already. So I have to decide what's going and what's coming up next on WGN Radio.
I love you dearly. Please stay near me.
WGN Radio, I'm Molly James. Who are they? You know, it's a bird group of some sort. Actually, this is a group from Philadelphia. Shared the same name as a group from Los Angeles. Not the same group, but definitely bird, same name. Who are they? And we'll have one more as well, and that will end the bird. So it seems I gypped you out of two bumpers tonight, and apologies for that. But we got the theme anyway. All right, so I look, and Penny is a first-time caller in Lansing, Illinois. So, Penny, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Rally. Is the name of your town you're thinking of in Tennessee, is it Germantown?
No, and it's nowhere near Germantown, but I'm pretty sure he was in Collierville and in that direction, which is not the same as Germantown. I'm pretty sure it was Bob in Collierville, but yeah, I know Germantown real well, but no, it's not that near it. This would be closer to, like, Bartlett.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have family that lives in Germantown, and I know where Collierville is, too.
Right.
So I was wrecking my brain trying to think of the suburbs there.
Right, I'm sure. Yeah, Cordova is in between the two. If you're in Germantown, you're going to Collierville, you go through Cordova and a few other things. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in I know our caller thought it was a B, but I don't think so. I think it was Collierville. But regardless, we always called him Bob from Memphis because, of course, everybody knows where Memphis is. So, yeah.
Right.
But Germantown's very nice, actually. Nice area.
Okay, I just thought I'd give it a shot.
I'm delighted that you called, and I hope you're going to do it again.
Well, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I very well may. Bye-bye.
I hope so. Thank you. Okay, bye. All right, yeah. So, but I'm pretty sure it was Collierville. All right, so Bob and Carolyn. And, really liked Bob. And hate to lose him. Well, hate to lose anybody as far as that goes, but excuse me for that. All right, so 888-876-5593. And so we have our question, which is going to be revealed here within the next 20 minutes. So this happens more often on Wednesday nights than at any other time. What is it? So we'll take your guesses on that. And, of course, if you know any of our bumpers. So let's see what we got on guesses here. Maureen in Plainfield, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Maureen?
Okay, I was thinking about what you said, that it was, the answer is a subset of an answer from the other lady, and I think you linked it to the one who said, gave answers like births and deaths, and so I started to think. So I'm going to go with, first of all, 911 calls.
Nope. What else you got?
Homicides.
Nope.
Suicides.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
That's absolutely true. Suicides. And what's interesting is that almost 25% of all suicides occur on Wednesday evening. Then second place is Mondays and Sundays. Traditionally, people thought it was Mondays, but Mondays and Sundays are tied, 14%. The lowest suicide rate is Thursdays with 11%. So, yes, suicides, 25% of them Wednesday evenings.
Hmm. Wow.
Right. Yeah, there you have it. All right, hang on. You're a winner. Now, the prizes are worthless, but eventually you get something.
okay, appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
But, yeah, don't hold your breath waiting. It'll take forever. But you'll like the certificate and the rest of it. You know, you might get a 45 or a comic or a DVD or something you don't want. But hang on.
Yes,
don't
I will
go
be
away.
Thrilled.
All right, thanks. Hang on. All right, so absolutely. And so, you know, I'm trying to get rid of stuff, a lot of 45s. And one of the things is, like, today we were talking, we have got to get rid of a bunch of albums. There's no two ways about it. These are going. I call them every decade or so. And the first thing John said is, we're not mailing them. I said, no, don't worry. I'm not expecting you to mail albums. So it won't be that. All right. So let's see. What are we doing here? I believe that we, well, so now your guesses don't matter because we have a winner. That's right. Suicides happen more often on Wednesday night than at any other time. Now, by the way, you're saying, and where did you get this fact? I got it from social psychiatry and psychiatric epidemiology. Yes, obviously a sterling publication that's just spellbinding. Yeah, social psychiatry and psychiatric epidemiology, where they say almost 25% of suicides are Wednesday evenings. Mondays and Sundays tied for second place at 14%. Thursdays have the lowest rate of suicide at 11%. So that's actually quite a bit, and it is a change. The reason that that bastion of journalism, social psychiatry and all that, reported it was because it had always been thought previously that Mondays were the day. And apparently, statistically, Wednesday evening, that's what's going to do you in. All right, so keep that in mind. We'll try to do something festive on Wednesday, maybe, as far as that goes. So I should ask another question, shouldn't I? All right. One out of five adults does this every day. One out of every five adults does this every day. I don't like the way this question is worded, by the way, and that's the only hint I'll give you. One out of five adults does this every day. All right, so what would that be? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. One out of five adults does this every day. Yeah. And as I say, I don't care for the way it's worded because I would be more likely to say one out of five adults doesn't do this every day, but that's not the way it is. All right, so what do you think? And we got one more bumper stumper coming up. You know it's a bird group, and one of my favorite bird groups. And in fact, I played the Wrens earlier. You didn't get that. It was Begging for Love. That was the one where we had comments on what a great bass singer he was. And he was, absolutely, but that's the Wrens. What I'm going to play next is a group that did a Wrens record, but it isn't the Wrens, 1955 on Atlantic. That's clear as mud, I know. So one out of five adults does this every day. Yeah, or like I say, doesn't do it every day. All right, what is it? 888-876-5593. And that will be it. And yes, I'll identify all the bumper stumpers at the end of the night, and our one out of five adults will become a straggler for next week if you don't get it. And we'll talk to Naoto in Japan. We're going to do trivia, of course, Myers-Briggs, and more coming up right here on WGN Radio.
Oh, won't you come back, my love? Don't go away. Come back, my love. Come back to stay. I love you so well. I want you to know I need your love so badly. You said goodbye. I wondered why. All because of those silly lies. I love you so well. I want you to know I need your love so badly. Well, everybody makes baby mistakes in the game of romance. Now I'm asking you, darling, why don't you come back and give me a chance. Come back, my love, don't go away. I need your loving every day. I love you so well, I want you to know.
I need your love so badly. Wop doo 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 wang doo 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 wop a doo doo wang doo doo wop. Give me a chance, oh baby.
Well, come back, my love, don't stay away. I need your loving every day. I love you so.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Okay, so who's that? There you go, 888-876-5593, your final bumper stumper, and we'll identify them all here in the next 10 minutes or so. All right, so I'm looking at this Myers-Briggs here, because we're in talk to Nayoto, and there was an interesting study, and it's a study, a big study, actually, of all the 16 Myers-Briggs types and who they are most attracted to. Now, it's interesting to see that it's not always vice versa. In other words, if the ENTJs are most attracted to the ENFPs are not necessarily most attracted to the ENTJ. So, yeah, it's kind of a heartbreak that way. I haven't had time to really crunch all the data. I think I might because it's interesting. But we will ask Nayoto about some of this. So, Nayoto in Japan, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the whole earth. Yeah, the whole earth right now. I don't. Yeah, everywhere.
I feel like I'm always talking about the weather.
yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah. So this is interesting to me in terms of, like I say, of what types are attracted to what other types, because it really isn't necessarily vice versa. And also, it's pretty much you'd expect, you know, like maybe it's 25% they're most attracted to, but they're the ISTP. 39% of all ISTPs say they are most attracted to this one type. What is it?
I would say there are three P types, right? Like the last letter is P.
All right, well, you gotta pick one here, because, like I say, all of these I saw, you know, numbers that you'd expect, like 20% or whatever, and I got to this, and like 39%. So then 17% picked another type, and 11% picked a third type. But 39% of the ISTPs all said that this was the type they wanted.
Oh, man, I would say.
Don't overthink it.
Maybe ISFP.
No, believe it or not, it's ESTP. So the ISTPs are attracted to the ESTPs.
Oh, that's really interesting to know.
Yeah, I found that very interesting. Oh? Now, 11% were attracted to the ISFJs, and 17% were attracted to the ENFPs, but 39%, this is almost 40% who were saying they're most attracted to the ESTP. So the introvert and the extrovert, but everything else the same. And I'll crunch the numbers, and we'll come up with something else next week.
Yeah, thank you so much. And by the way, I did an Enneagram, and I was like type 7, I guess it was.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe like we can talk about it.
Yeah, if you're a 7, you're the enthusiast. All right.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm eight the challenger. All right, interesting. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. All right. So, Naoto had me take these tests, which I did online, and, turned out that I was an eight as far as the Enneagram went. But as far as the Myers-Briggs, I was an ENTJ. And I'm going to have to look at this study again because I don't think any of these types picked the ENTJ as the person they were most attracted to. Why should that be a surprise? All right, so now let's see. James is going to take a guess on our new trivia question. All right, James, what do you think?
Okay, I'm going to say, okay, sleepwalking?
Nope.
Okay, flossing the teeth?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say, daydreaming?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say, drink coffee at night?
Nope.
Okay, maybe listen to the radio?
Nope.
Okay, let's see,
Now, like I say, let me stop you there and say you got to think about it because I don't like the way this question is worded. So I would say the easier way to think about it is one out of five adults doesn't do this every day.
Yeah, and let's see. Okay, if they don't do it, okay, there's a few things that people don't do.
Yeah, but remember, if you're saying one out of five, that means four out of five do it.
Yeah. Okay. So. Okay, we're talking about who. Yeah, this is
yeah.
Kind of.
I'll let
screwed.
You. It is. I'll let you think about it. You can answer me next week. But so.
Yeah.
You can either say that one out of five does this every day, or one out of five doesn't do this every day, depending on how you want to word it. But either way, it's one thing that four out of five people do it. One out of five doesn't do it every day.
Okay. I don't know if about that the last group. Okay, you know, I almost called in about the because I knew it was the Oreos and I didn't call in, or I couldn't get to actually more like at least that was part of it. But anyway, I'm trying to think of what this group could be, and I'm going to think either cardinals or seagulls or cranes.
There are no cardinals, no seagulls, no cranes.
Okay, so we'll leave it to people a little more knowledgeable on
all right,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, appreciate it. All right.
Okay, you and John have a great evening.
Now, by the way, you gave me four things, and I already forgot what they were. Seagulls, or what were the other ones?
Seagulls.
No.
Cranes.
No cranes.
Okay. Seagulls, okay, gulls and cardinals.
Cardinals, and we had a cardinals. Yes.
Okay, so, okay.
We had a cardinals. You only get something if you know which one was the cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't really, I wasn't concerned which one that
right.
was.
That's right. Okay, yeah, you were just trying for birds. Talk to you later. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So, all right, now, let's see. Well, first, we're going to do some Flintstones, and we're going to do some cat trivia, which is always fun. Then I'm going to reveal all the bumper stumpers to you. But the one out of five, one out of five does this every day. Or like I say, you can conversely say that one out of five doesn't do it every day. But it's something. Yeah, all right. Four out of five people do it. One out of five doesn't. That's the way I like to think about it. I don't word these questions. Dave on the North Side, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello.
All right, so we're going to do Flintstone trivia.
Yeah, can I request Wednesday night is Bunny Guy's birthday. I was wondering if you could talk about him Wednesday.
About who?
Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy, okay. Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah,
Buddy Guy, okay, Wednesday. All right.
I think this is his last concert. I think he's retiring, too.
So. Oh, I would think so, yeah. All right, so sure, absolutely. All right, The Flintstones was not the first title of the show. There were two others before it that they were considering. What were they? And also, I'll give you a hint. They were both stones.
I don't know. It's so late. I was hoping for multiple choice.
Well, you didn't get them. All right. This is too easy.
I told John that.
Yeah,
John,
no, it's just too easy. So this is what you got.
It's not too easy for me. I don't pay that close attention to this cartoon.
Well, remember, right. you're doing it for the fun of it. The prizes are worthless, so just have a good time with it.
I know. That's why it drives me nuts when you do this to me. Like, Stones.
So if you're a Flintstone fan, you should know what the show was originally titled.
No.
All right. Well, it was originally going to be the Gladstones, and then the Flagstones, and then they settled on the Flintstones.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks. All right. So there's a deal. 888-8. No, I'm going to give you the phone number because it's far too late for that. We're going to just do cat trivia with Kathy in Bolingbrook. How's it going, Kathy?
Good again. Okay. I thought it was interesting that you talked about the Myers-Briggs attraction index, because I was just telling John that my original answer to your Wednesday night, the answer that was suicides, was that it is the most common night for first dates, because if it's not going well, you can beg off by saying you have to work Thursday.
Oh, that's interesting. When I think of first dates, I think about being in junior high. You know, I don't think about it as adults. That's funny. Yeah, but sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, not to make a joke out of it, but if it's not going well, I wonder if that has anything to do with the suicide.
Oh, God, I hope not. Yeah, let's hope not. Jeez, all right.
Right.
So, cats.
So, cats. Cat trivia.
How many bones do cats have?
Oh, wow. Let's say 96.
230, 24 more than humans.
130, wow.
Yeah. And, there's all sorts of things that cats can do because they got 230 bones. Now you know.
All
right. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. So the swallows did Itchy Twitchy Feeling. The crows did I Really, Really Love You. The penguins did Be Mine. The robins Just Like That. The Orioles Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. The ravens Dear One didn't play the Blue Jays. The wrens Begging for Love. The Larks out of Philadelphia, It's Unbelievable. And the Cardinals, Come Back, My Love. So that is your group of bumper stumpers. So tomorrow night, there's a full show. That's right, 3 big hours, starting 21 hours from now. And I hope you'll call. It always makes the show easier to do. And you know I love easier. So between now and then, I'm going to disconnect a piece of equipment here and drive a couple hours to the other studio and reconnect it there to see if we have the same problem we had last week. I know, you're waiting with bated breath. Well, me too. And Adam will be the first to tell us tomorrow night. So until then, that pretty much will be a wrap. We will, yes, absolutely, we'll play some Tom Lehrer. Sad that he died, but you know, at 97 years old, it was a life well lived. And it was a life lived on his terms, which is, I think, the best part of all as far as that goes. And when you think about it, he quit as far as music. 1972 was last time, period, and never again did. And yet we remember those songs, well, most of us do, like it was yesterday. So yeah, I'll get to work on it. The Masochism Tango, maybe. Might play something a little more obscure too, The Elements. Yeah, we'll think of something. So if you have any requests, you got to email them or call them in at the beginning of the show and we'll come up with it. And so that'll be the deal. So we thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. Hope to talk to you tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.